now in the laws of Shema, and we're doing in the middle of chapter Samaches 68, and we're up to in section B, Sif Beis. So before we were reading in Sif Aleph about how not to really do the piyutim, the liturgies, in the middle of the blessings of the Shema. But he says today, he says, V'kol ze bebirchas kriya Shema. This would only apply to the blessings of the Shema. Avol betfilas yutches, but in the prayers of the 18, that's the Amida, eina piyutim chashuvim hefsek, the liturgies aren't considered to be an interruption. Sha'ari muter lohisiv mein kol bracha o bracha, because it is permissible to add, if you are from similar to the contents of the blessings, you could add, v'afilu bekimul rishonis, even in the first three blessings of the Amida, also the Vakish Bahem Tzrachov, in which one is not permitted, there's no tissues over here, is there? That one is permitted, one is prohibited to ask, okay, ask for his needs. Yesh Matidin Loimar Piyutim. There are those that permit to say the liturgies. The first three blessings are reserved to pray Hashem. It's only proper, thank you. It's only proper to, before you ask Hashem for whatever, for your blessings, you want to first praise Hashem. So therefore, the first three blessings are just speak about God's praise, talks about nice things and things like that. We don't ask Hashem for anything, only later on. So, but even in these three blessings in which one is not allowed to ask for his needs, yesh matidin loimer piyutim, people, there are those that permit to say the piyutim, hoyil vehem tzorche labim, since they are the needs of the many, k'meshizbar b'simukuf yudbeis, that will be explained in the chapter 112. V'chein rabbelezer hakalir, and likewise, Rabbi Lezer the Kalir, and he wrote a lot of the piyutim like we have in the Mayna Loshen, in the Tisha B'Av. You can see there are a lot signed with Rabbi Lezer HaKalir. Shehoyom Eretz Yisrael Mikiryat Sefer. He was from Eretz Yisrael, from the section called Kiryat Sefer. I guess that's where he lived. Ubiyomav Hoyu Mekachin Al Piyariyah. And during his lifetime, his days, they would still sanctify based on the sighting of the moon, not by the calendar, but by they would have the actual sighting of the moon, and the Beis Din would be mekadeshit. Sharei l'tikin shum krevetz liyom sheni, and he did not. How do we know that? Because he had not instituted. No krovitz. A krovitz is called the kind of the piyutim, which they used to do. The krovitz has an abbreviation: Koil Rino Vishua Beholi Tzadikim. That's various different kinds of liturgies, but he never put it liyom sheni. He didn't put it for the second day. So that means, therefore, that he lived in the time that they didn't have the second day. I guess if he lived outside of Israel, it wouldn't help the fact, we wouldn't have a proof from the fact that he didn't do it the second day, because why didn't he? Because in Chutz La'aretz, presumably they always did the second day. But he lived in Eretz Yisrael, so it's evident the reason why he didn't do it was because there was no second day, it was only one day. Why was there only one day? We don't understand this. But in Israel, they don't make a second day anyways.
Right, it's in the Torah, just the one day.
So maybe he lived after... one second, let me just see what he says about it. The Tana who, he's a Tana, Vutikin Krevitz L'givim Rishonis, and he did institute this Krevitz, the Kodrino Vishu B'Olet Tzadikim, for the three first ones, so that means even the first one's okay. But let me see again. So it says during his days... He says they did go by this siding because there is no Krevitz Yom Sheni. But maybe because he lived in Eretz Yisrael, that is evidence to what? How is that proof? How does that prove I think that the proof is not that he was the proof was that they I'm not sure. So he's proving over here the fact that he didn't institute no prayers for the second day. That means he didn't observe a second day. Fine. So maybe that's a proof that it was an Eretz Yisrael. Because that's only a proof in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that? Because if it was an Eretz Yisrael, but we know that because if it was not an Eretz Yisrael, then he should institute anyways. Doesn't matter. But if he's an Eretz Yisrael, but why? What difference does it make whether in his days they were Mekadesh HaPi'ari or not? I don't understand what difference does it make. In Israel, they always made one day, whether and then outside of Israel, they always made 2 days. So the main thing is to know that he was in Eretz Yisrael, but how do we have a proof that he was Mekadesh HaPi'ari? I have to look this up. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's. Yesh noigim shleloimer shumpiut, afilu shleloimer birchas krishma. And there's those that are accustomed not to say any liturgies, any piyutim, even not in the Blessed Krishma, Elo Masha Sidro Harishonim, only what was organized by the earlier ones, Kigoin Hakaliri, that's the Elezer Hakaliri, Shetikno Alderach HaEmes, he instituted this on the path of truth, which means by the Kabbalah, by the way of the Arizal, and the way of the Kabbalah. That's why we would do that, but you can't just add to the prayers. Just anyone cannot add to the prayers. Amnam hamin hogim shenogu b'shor she'at tefila ein l'shanik m'mina gavisov. He says, however, the traditions that people have, the tradition in the roots of their davenings, ein l'shanis m'mina gavisov. One should not change from the tradition of one's parents. There are 12 gates in the heavens, and that corresponds to the 12 tribes. Every tribe has its own gate and it has their own tradition by itself, with the exception that which is mentioned in the Gemara, that goes for everybody, or from the codifiers who studied from the poskim, who shove a coil, that's equal to everybody. So there is something which is equal to everybody, but then later on there is unique entrances that each one enters through their entrance, and therefore everybody should stick in their entrance. However, after this it's known that the Nusach of Dari, which is the Nusach of Chabad, and perhaps the other Nusach say that too, that's considered a general entranceway, so that everybody can go in through that way. You have their individuals. Today we don't really know which tribes we are or anything else. It's more like Ashkenaz, Svard, Hasidish, Litvish, within various different communities, whether you come from which country and which you come from Poland, you come from Russia, you come from Iraq, you come from Iran, you come from all different traditions that have been picked up throughout the years. But he says there's 12 over here. More than that, there's 70. There could be more than that.
But Kohen and Levi have that tradition, right? They go back to the Kohanim or the Levites.
Yeah, but they're all from the tribe of Levi.
Right.
They're all from one tribe. Right.